Finally today, a brief story from producer Thomas Lopez, part of a series of pieces he calls Two-Minute Noir. Today, we eavesdrop as two men discuss a guy named Jake, who is a real snake.
You know, you could never cross Jake.
That's because Jake would cross you before you could cross Jake.
Jake was a rattlesnake.
The difference between Jake and a snake was that he didn't have rattles.
He did have dice.
He'd shake them in his fist when he was thinking.
And when he was thinking, that meant someone was going to get hit or bit.
Snake eyes.
Jake eyes.
He had feelings for no one but himself.
And his mother.
Oh, she was a work of art.
She had so many sides to her. She was like something out of Picasso.
You never knew who you were talking to.
We used to call her Mama Snake.
But not to her face.
No. Never.
Rattlesnake Jake and Mama Snake.
She's always on Jake's case.
She said he wasn't mean enough.
She drove him to drink.
She drove him to the brink.
She drove him to the edge.
She drove him crazy.
Jake's basket case.
He lives curled up in a wicker basket.
She calls him with a flute.
They say when she starts to play, Jake pops his head out of the basket.
If I were him, I wouldn't stick my neck out.
Yeah, it's too bad about Jake.
You know, Mo.
What's that, Joe?
Even rattlesnakes get the blues.
Well, here's to Jake.
To Jake.
What a snake.
Our story, Even Rattlesnakes Get the Blues, is part of the ZBS.org series, 2 Minute Noir. It comes to us through hearingvoices.com.